Thanks so much for joining us for another edition of KFFB's Open Mic Program. Big weekend going on throughout North Central Arkansas. We got Spring Fest, a small activity going on tonight. Big band there that's in Heber Springs. And then tomorrow all day, they're dedicating Saturday to the Afghan and Iraq veterans. That's a big thing going on there. But right now in studio, we're talking about the Ozark Folk Center. We have Keith and John with us right now. Guys, thanks for dropping in the studio.
Thanks for having us, Bob.
Well, what's really neat is Merle Travis Thumb-Picking Weekend, and that is something we've helped promote for over the years. It also on KFFB at the Ozark Folk Center. Merle has been featured on there. Now it's Ozark Highland Radio nationwide. I believe we're the only commercial station that features that program on Sunday morning. It's pretty cool. But tell us a little bit what this means, thumb picking. And this is a highlight. He is a kind of a staple that comes to the Ozark Folk Center.
Sure. Well, the style of thumb picking guitar player started probably over 100 years ago. It's a rural country blues style of playing the guitar that Merle Travis and his predecessors like Chet Atkins made really famous. And Merle is a great friend of the Folk Center and of Mountain View. He played for many years with Grandpa Jones, and he came to the Folk Center in the early 80s to start the event. And this is something we carry on.
It's really cool, though, when you look at that, John, is, you are a thumb picker. I mean, it's something that's kind of unique. And I when you see someone play, as we call it, thumb picking, it's a different style. But it goes back to blues, though. Isn't that right, Keith?
Yeah, thumb picking is a country blues-born style made famous by Merle Travis. And it's something we celebrate every May at the Folk Center with feature concerts, an all-day masterclass workshop. The Arkansas Thumb Picking Championship happens right in Mountain View at the Ozark Folk Center. And Saturday is the pinnacle. After the contest, we have Merle's son, Tom Bresch, play a set. And he'll be playing this Saturday from 7 to 9 p.m. You'll get a chance to see just what that thumb picking style is all about.
Well, you guys brought your instruments in, and this is what's really neat. I got two stories that like. One, I've heard that Merle Travis play 16 tons, but it was funny. Everybody knows that was a huge hit for him. 16 tons, and what do you get? And he didn't like the song, so I don't want to feature that one. Because he liked it when it was a hit because it made a lot of money, but it wasn't his favorite song. One that he always did at a concert, I asked you guys to be able to play that, and that's one, Smoke, Smoke, Smoke That Cigarette. It's just a neat little song, a little ditty that he did, but it's kind of complicated to play. A little bit in it.
Yeah, well, you'll get a chance to hear it here in just a second and watch John Seaver's fingers fly.
John, we're putting a little pressure on you, but let's see. Can you do this one, huh? You can.
I think so, yeah.
All right, let's see what we can do here.
Smoke, smoke, smoke that cigarette. Got to have another cigarette. Now I'm a feller with a heart of gold, with the ways of a gentleman I've been told. The kind of guy that wouldn't even harm a flea. But if me and a certain character met, the one who invented the cigarette, I'd murder that son of a gun in the first degree. And it ain't cause I don't smoke myself, and I don't reckon they hinder your health. I smoked them all my life, I ain't dead yet. But nicotine slaves are all the same at a petting party or poker game. Everything's gotta wait while we have that cigarette. Smoke, smoke, smoke that cigarette. Puff, puff, puff it if you smoke it yourself to bed. Tell St. Peter at the Golden Gate that you hate to make him wait, but you've just got to have another cigarette. Now in a game of chance the other night, old Dame Fortune wasn't doing me right. The kings and queens just kept on going around. But I was playing them hard, them high, but my bluffs didn't work on a certain guy. He just kept them raising and laying the money down. Now he'd raise me, and I'd raise him, and I sweated blood. You gotta sink or swim, until finally he called the one to raise the bet. Well, I got a pair of tens, fool, how about you? And he said, I'll tell you in a minute or two. Right now, I've got to go have me a cigarette. Go on then, smoke, smoke, smoke that cigarette. Puff, puff, puff it if you smoke it yourself to death. Tell St. Peter at the Golden Gate that you hate to make him wait, but you've just got to have another cigarette. She loved me, and it seemed to me that things were
Now, guys, that's one of my favorite parts of this program is we get to highlight something I remember, you know, and that is when Merle Travis, who's a thumb picker, and this is Merle Travis thumb picking weekend tonight and tomorrow night, the Ozark Folk Center and Saturday is smoke that cigarette. People used to kind of run out of the auditorium and smoke or you know, stop a card game like stop. And that was kind of a thing. It was very almost tongue in cheek. But, John, you did a good job on that. Thank you. You did good. It's kind of like smoke that cigarette, you know, run out there and do it. Okay. Pause. We got to go do that. So that's kind of fun. But we're talking about Merle Travis Thumb Peeking Weekend here at the Ozark Folk Center tonight and tomorrow. This is a big time a show because it's really a great style. I love it.
Well, you know, the music is so soulful. It captures the heart of what Merle Travis's career was all about. He not only wrote great folk songs, you know, like the ones we've been talking about, 16 Tons, Dark as a Dungeon, but he also really trailblazed a whole sound of country blues and of folk music that, you know, stretches way back into history. And that's what we'll be celebrating this weekend with the Arkansas State Thumb Picking Championship tomorrow and also during Merle Sun's show tomorrow night with Tom Bresch. So encourage folks to come out. That show's from 7 to 9 p.m.
All right. Well, let's feature another song, guys. What's this one going to be?
Well, we're going to do an old Doc Watson song. Of course, Doc was a great thumb picking guitar player, a country blues, a blind guitarist at that. We're going to do one of songs that Doc made famous called Big River Blues.
These two strings. Okay. One, two, one, two, three. Let it rain, let it pour, let it rain a whole lot more, cause I got these big river blues. Let the rain drive right on, let the waves sweep along, cause I got these big river blues. My old gal, she's a good old pal, she'll walk just like a waterfowl when I get these big river blues. And ain't no one gonna cry for me, the fish all go out on a spree when I get these big river blues, so blue. Well, take me back to my old boat. I'm gonna sail her if she'll float, cause I got these big river blues. And if my boat should sink with me, then I'm gonna go down, don't you see, Lord, I got these big river blues. Well, I'm going back to Muscle Shoals, times are getting better there, I'm told, now I got these big river blues. It's time for me to say goodbye, and if I should sink, then just let me lie, cause I got these big river blues, so blue.
And I tell you what, it is so much fun when you look at this thumb picking weekend as be going on here at the Ozark Folk Center tonight and tomorrow. Spring Fest, as we've stated, in Heber Springs, they got a lot going on tonight and tomorrow, especially at Veterans. We want to mention the Veterans salute all day on Saturday in Heber Springs. But guys, you know, the Ozark Folk Center, there is not a bad seat in house. If you're looking at Merle Travis thumb picking weekend, I know we've had some fun, and John, you did some great thumb picking. Yeah, and we got to mention too, the little snare drum thing that you got going on here. You kind of have some fun with this too, in harmony. I mean, you guys really did good in this. This is kind of impromptu, but I thank you for doing smoke the cigarette. I've never been able to comment on that on the radio because we don't play that one. It's a little old, you know, but it's kind of fun.
Well, it's fun. You know, the country blues, that thumb picking style, it works just as good. on a back porch, hanging out by a campfire with your friends. And I encourage folks to come out tonight. Doyle Dykes, Batesville's own Danny Dozier, will be taking the stage at 7 o'clock. Come see why the Ozark Folk Center is Arkansas Country Music Awards Venue of the Year. You know, bring the family.
Well, guys, thanks for dropping by the studio here at Timeless 106.1 KFFB's Open Mic.
Thanks for having us, Bob.